Track 10. Penrith Town Council, latest news, March 2024. Council adopted renewal climate strategy. The climate strategy, Penrith Town Council has refreshed its approach to the climate and ecological emergency with the adoption of a new climate strategy for 2024-25. The Council has reflected on the role it can play in the wider climate crisis and has identified five strategic objectives to help contribute to the fight against climate change. 1. Achieve carbon neutrality for Penrith Town Council. 2. Engage the community on climate action. 3. Conserve and enhance local biodiversity. 4. Promote low-emission transportation options. 5. Increase the number of green projects in Penrith. At its meeting of full council on Monday the 25th of March, the council resolved to adopt its renewed climate strategy of 2025. The council's renewed climate strategy was developed through a task and finish group of councillors who have simplified the old strategy, creating a set of achievement actions for the council across the year. For more information about the council's revised climate strategy, please visit the Penrith Town Council website. The council collaborate with the Lions to install bunting in town centre. Penrith Town Council has partnered with the Penrith Lions to install bunting around the town for the summer months. This year marks the third year of partnership between the council and the Lions Club to install bunting in the town centre, with over 2,000 metres of bunting being used to dress the town. John Rogerson, Penrith Lions Club president, said, "Thank you to Penrith Town Council for organising and supporting us in the installation of this year's bunting scheme for Penrith. The Lions Club has been involved in hanging the bunting throughout the town for over 40 years in preparation for the annual Penrith May Day Carnival. The Penrith May Day Carnival 2024 will take place on Monday the 6th of May and will include a variety of activities such as street stalls, fun fair, musical entertainment, cultural demonstrations, static displays, and a celebration of the May Queen. Everyone is welcome, so please do make your way down to the town centre for a day of fun." For more information, this can be found on the Lion Clubs of Penrith website. Penrith Strategy Regeneration Plan. At its meeting of full council on Monday the 25th of March 2024, the council considered a motion on developing a strategic regeneration plan for Penrith. The motion was centred around a need for a renewed focus on the key challenges confronting Penrith and its centre alongside the broader social, economic and environmental issues. Following discussion, the council resolved to commit to working with Westmorland and Furness Council, partners and stakeholders, to support the development of a comprehensive strategic regeneration plan for Penrith and its town centre, focusing on the critical issues of the growth of the town, infrastructure development and town centre regeneration. The council have since written to Westmorland and Furness Council to request a meeting to agree on the approach to developing a transformative regeneration plan for Penrith as a major town in the new authority area. The annual meeting of Penrith, your annual town meeting of Penrith will be held on the 22nd of April 2024 at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to be held at the Unit 2 Church House, Friargate, Penrith. You are invited to attend the meeting if you are a local government registered elector for Penrith. The agenda includes a welcome from Councillor Doug Lawson, the Mayor of Penrith. Number two, the minutes. Number three, have your say and ask questions about the town. Number four, a guest speaker, Penrith Business Improvement District. Number five, presentation from grant recipients. Come and learn about the grants the council has available to constituted groups and see whether or not you could apply for one. The notice of election to Penrith West Ward. Notice is hereby given and an election is to be held to a town councillor for a town councillor for the Penrith West Ward of Penrith Town Council. Nomination papers may be obtained from the offices of the returning officer at the address below between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. or from the Electoral Commission website. Completed papers or delivery of notices of withdrawal of candidature must be delivered by hand to the below address on any working day from the date of this notice between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., excluding bank holidays, but by no later than 4 p.m. on Friday the 5th of April. If an election is contested, the poll will take place on Thursday the 2nd of May between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. Applicants to register to vote must be received by midnight on Tuesday the 16th of April, and applications can be made online at www.registration-to-vote. New applicants to vote by post or amendments or cancellation or existing post law proxy arrangements must be received by no later than 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 17th of April. Applicants can be made online at www.ukapplypostalvote. Applications for photo ID, the voter authority certificate must be received by no later than 5 p.m. Wednesday the 24th of April. Applicants can be made online at www.governmentuk/appleby4photoidtovote. Applications to appoint a proxy must be received by no later than 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 24th of April. Applicants can be made online at www.gov.uk/apply.proxy.vote. Applications to vote by emergency proxy on the grounds of physical incapacity, for work service reasons, or for the absence of or loss of voter ID after the deadline for proxy applications has passed must be received by no later than 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of May 2024. And the address for all of this is the returning officer, Town Hall, Penrith, CA117QF. Telephone number 01768 212253 or email elections2@westmorlandandfurness.gov.uk. Bring ID to vote on the 2nd of May 2024. The Police, Fire and Crown Commissioner election and the by-election for Penrith West Ward take place on Thursday the 2nd of May. You can find information on the key dates for the elections, how to register to vote, vote ID requirements, information on proxy and postal voting, and changes to postal vote arrangements on the Westmorland and Furness Council website. All queries about the election and voting should be directed to the elections team in the Penrith office, who can be contacted at elections2@westmorlandandfurness.gov.uk or telephone 01768 817 817. And finally, get involved with the Outside Club at Pattergill Park. The Outside Club at Pattergill Park is back following a £1,300 grant from Penrith Town Council. Run by Stomping Ground CIC, the Outside Club at Pattergill Park is an inclusive, friendly and accessible outdoor activity session, including activities such as building dens, making and creating cool things, and playing in Stomping Ground's mud kitchen. The outside club is aimed at 8 to 15 year olds from the Patergill community and is completely free. Take part in sessions every Tuesday between 4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. from now right up until December the 10th, 2024, including the holidays. Stomping Ground provides shelter from the rain, head torches and lights and hot drinks over the early spring months. For any members of the Patergill community who haven't heard from us and are interested in joining the outdoor club, please get in touch with myself by email, gemma@stompingground.org.uk, or by telephone 07970 683317, or simply come on down to Patergill Park any Tuesday between 4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Once you've finished listening to the news, please put the memory stick back in the wallet, reverse the address label and return it. We do hope that you've heard something of interest. Our producer this week was Nick Stanley, with Janice Young and Martin Rigby as our technicians. Busy in the back room dealing with the administration was David Crosby and Tim Parkin. So for now, it's goodbye from all of us on the Appleby Rotary Club team. Goodbye.
Goodbye.